Eat stress-free this spring with Factor's delicious, ready-to-eat meals. Every fresh, never-frozen meal is chef-crafted, dietitian-approved, and ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from a weekly menu of 35 options, including popular dishes like Calorie Smart, Keto, Protein Plus, or Vegan and Veggie. Also, discover more than 60 add-ons every week like breakfast, on-the-go lunch, snacks and beverages to help you stay fueled and feel good all day long. What are you waiting for? Get started today and fuel up for your springtime goals. Head to factormeals.com/5minute50 and use code 5minute50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box. That's code 5minute50 at factormeals.com/5minute50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box.
Coming up on 5 Minute News. New COVID variant stokes concern across the globe. Central American migrants form caravan in Mexico to look for work. And protesters demonstrate at Amazon warehouses on Black Friday. It's Saturday, November 27. I'm Anthony Davis. A new coronavirus mutation, first discovered in South Africa, sent a chill through much of the world on Friday as nations raced to halt air travel, markets fell sharply, and scientists held emergency meetings to weigh the exact risks, which were largely unknown. A World Health Organization panel named the variant Omicron and classified it as a highly transmissible virus of concern, the same category that includes the Delta variant. The WHO suggested Omicron could pose greater risks than Delta, which is the world's most prevalent variant and has fueled relentless waves of infection on every continent. Early evidence suggests an increased risk of reinfection compared with other highly transmissible variants, the WHO said. That means people who contracted COVID-19 and recovered could be subject to catching it again. In response, the United States and Canada joined the European Union and several other countries in instituting travel restrictions on visitors from Southern Africa, where the variant brought on a fresh surge of infections and is thought to have originated. The White House said the US will restrict travel from South Africa and 7 other countries in the region beginning Monday. It did not give immediate details, except to say the restrictions will not apply to returning US citizens or permanent residents who will continue to be required to test negative before their travel. Medical experts, including the WHO, warned against any overreaction before the variant was better understood. But a jittery world feared the worst nearly 2 years after COVID-19 emerged and triggered a pandemic that has killed more than 5 million people around the world. Just 26% of South Africans have been fully vaccinated. Hundreds of Central American and Haitian migrants formed a new caravan yesterday in the southern Mexican state of Chiapas near the Guatemala border, and began walking north toward the United States. The migrants said they wanted to leave Chiapas as they had not been given humanitarian visas promised by Mexico or transferred to other parts of the country where they would have better living conditions. About 1,000 migrants, many carrying children, early on Friday began walking from Tapachula, a city bordering Guatemala, to Mapastepec, about 62 miles away, where they planned to join another group of migrants, caravan organizers said. A day earlier, Mexico's National Migration Institute began transferring hundreds of migrants to other parts of the country after they had spent months waiting in Tapachula for a response to requests for refugee or humanitarian visas. The migrants were also offered documents for a temporary legal stay in Mexico that would allow them to look for jobs, diffusing threats to start walking towards the U.S. border. Meanwhile, President Joe Biden will reportedly begin sending asylum seekers back to Mexico as soon as next week under a reinstated Trump-era Remain in Mexico policy, but will offer them the chance to receive a COVID-19 vaccine before they return. The policy, formerly named Migrant Protection Protocols, might first be reinstated in El Paso and Brownsville, Texas, as well as San Diego, California. Climate activists blockaded Amazon warehouses in three European countries on Friday, part of a global effort to pressure the e-commerce giant, on one of its busiest days of the year, to improve working conditions and end business practices that hurt the environment. Members of Extinction Rebellion targeted 13 Amazon fulfillment centers in the United Kingdom with the aim of disrupting 50% of the company's deliveries on Black Friday, which marks the unofficial start to the holiday shopping season. They staged similar protests in Germany and the Netherlands. The action is intended to draw attention to Amazon's exploitative and environmentally destructive business practices, disregard for workers' rights in the name of company profits, as well as the wastefulness of Black Friday, the group said. At least 30 people were arrested at multiple UK locations, with some held on suspicion of aggravated trespass or public nuisance, police forces said. Extinction Rebellion and dozens of other activist groups in the US and around the world also organized protests and strikes yesterday to demand Amazon provide better working conditions, commit to operating sustainably, and pay its fair share of tax. In the US, labor activists planned a small protest at Amazon's fulfillment center on Staten Island, New York. Amazon did not directly address the protests, but said the company takes its responsibilities very seriously. That includes our commitment to be net zero carbon by 2040, 10 years ahead of the Paris Climate Agreement, and supporting the tens of thousands of small businesses who sell on our store, the company said. You can subscribe to 5-Minute News on YouTube with your preferred podcast app. Ask your smart speaker or enable 5-Minute News as your Amazon Alexa flash briefing skill. Subscribe, rate, and review online at 5minute.news. 5-Minute News is an evergreen podcast covering politics, inequality, health, and climate, delivering independent, unbiased, and essential world news daily.
This is Peter.
And this is Tom.
We want to tell you guys a little bit about our podcast. Tom and I met in college, became best friends, and then teachers almost 20 years ago. Sometimes school just does not allow us to elaborate on the topics that we find interesting, like the real shark attacks that inspired the movie Jaws, or the real historical context to Indiana Jones artifacts. Where does cereal come from? Or are zombies real? Does Ben Franklin really deserve to be on a $100 bill? On our podcast, just like in our class, there are no stupid questions.
Just two friends having a lighthearted conversation about history, pop culture, and the context of current events.
Listen to History Teachers Talking Podcast from Evergreen Network, anywhere you get your podcasts.